Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
Give attention to the reading of the word of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The Gentiles' official declaration of conversion, Joel 3:9, Matthew 11:15, 2 Samuel 22:47, John 1:45, 2 Corinthians 1:8, Joshua 23:31, Ezekiel 7:10, Matthew 1:23, Acts 23:9, Exodus 9:27, 1 John 5:14, 2 Samuel 17:5, Daniel 9:14, Jeremiah 51:10, Matthew 3:15, Deuteronomy 6:25, Judges 13:23, John 6:29, Hebrews 12:9 and 28, Psalm 74:9, Hebrews 2:8, Romans 13:13, Romans 14:19, Deuteronomy 5:26, Deuteronomy 5:24, John 1:14, Acts 10:39, Matthew 19:26, Mark 7:37, Acts 4:16, Psalm 118, verse 23, 1 John 3:20, Psalm 100, verse 5, Psalm 99:9, 2 Corinthians 5:1, John 19:7, Jeremiah 8:8, Romans 7:12, Psalm 118, verse 27, Proverbs 6:23, Galatians 6:7, Romans 15:4, Acts 5:29, Jeremiah 5:24, Deuteronomy 29:29, Isaiah 25:9, Numbers 14:9, 1 Timothy 4:10, Psalm 126, verse 3, Psalm 98, verse 1, Psalm 34, verse 3, Jeremiah 51:10, Isaiah 33:22, Joshua 24:24, Jeremiah 42:6, Nehemiah 9:36, Exodus us 24/7. Micah 4:5. Psalm 118:24. 1 Corinthians 4:9. Romans 14:8. Psalm 27. Jeremiah 44:25. Isaiah 40:8. Revelation 19:7. Revelation 19:5. Jude 25. Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. The Lord lives. We have found him of whom Moses and the prophets did write, the Lord Tamiel Hart. God is true, real. This day we perceive that the Lord is among us. Behold, the day of God. Behold, it is come. God is with us. Let us not fight against God. The Lord Tamiel Hart is righteous. He hears us. Let us likewise hear what he says. The Lord our God, Tamiel Hart, is righteous in all his works which he does. The Lord Tamiel Hart hath brought forth our, the Gentiles, righteousness, which is the law. It becomes us to fulfill all righteousness. It shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, Tamiel Hart. If the Lord were pleased to kill us, he would not have showed us all these things, nor would he have told us such things as these. This is the work of God. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which have corrupted us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection to God and live? Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Let us walk honestly. Let us follow the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another. Who of all flesh has heard the voice of the living God as we have and lived? The Lord our God has showed us his glory and his greatness. And we have heard his voice. We have seen this day that God does talk with man, and he lives. We beheld his glory. We see all things. We, the Gentiles, are witnesses of all things which he, the Lord Tamiel Hart, did. Now, with men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. He, the Lord Tamiel Hart, hath done all things well, expertly. That the Lord Tamiel Hart's performance and showing of all things is indeed a notable miracle. It is manifest to all, and we cannot deny it. It is marvelous in our eyes. God, the Lord Tamiel Hart, is greater than our heart and knows all things. The Lord Tamiel Hart is good. The Lord our God, Tamiel Hart, is holy. We have a building of God. We, the Gentiles, have a law. The law of the Lord is with us. The law is holy and just and good. God, Tamiel Hart, is the Lord who has showed us light. The law is the light. Be not deceived. God, our Lord, Tamiel Hart, is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. We ought to obey God. Let us now fear the Lord our God, Tamiel Hart. Those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever and ever. Tamiel Hart is our, the Gentiles, God. We have waited for him. Tamiel Hart is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. The Lord Tamiel Hart is with us. We trust in the living God, Tamiel Hart. The Lord Tamiel Hart has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. He has done marvelous things. Let us exalt his name together. Let us declare the work of the Lord our God, Tamiel Hart. The Lord, Tamiel Hart, is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. the Lord is our King, he will save us. We, the Gentiles, will serve the Lord, our God, Tommy L. Hart, and we will obey his voice. Whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord, our God, Tommy L. Hart. We, the Gentiles, are servants this day. We will be obedient and do all that the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has said. We will walk in the name of, as belonging to, the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart, forever and ever. This is the day which the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has made. We, the Gentiles, will rejoice and be glad in it. We, the Gentiles, are made a spectacle to the world. We, the Gentiles, are the Lord, Tommy L. Hart's servants. We will remember the name of the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. We will surely perform all our vows. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. Praise our God, Tommy L. Hart, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. The word of our God, Tommy L. Hart, shall stand forever. To him, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, be glory and majesty and dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. That was the reading of the word of God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Did you know that in the AVB, the term heathen is a reference to the Gentiles who have operated under the alias white people? His Holiness is a Gentile. Previously, I showed you that the papacy and Gentiles state in no uncertain terms that black people are unlearned and ignorant in terms of Bible understanding, and that they, the papacy and Gentiles, assume that black people will abide in that state of unlearnedness and ignorance. Listen, although black people were deliberately led into a state of ignorance by the papacy and Gentiles, now, black people, you must take responsibility for your error. And what is an error? Error here is belief in something not true. I, the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart, say to you, this day, overcome your unlearned and ignorant state and put not only the papacy and the Gentiles, but the whole world to open shame. I say to you, take responsibility for yourselves by turning to me, by learning from me, by following me, and by abiding with me. Remember this, black people. You may not see the papacy and Gentiles as your enemy, but the papacy and Gentiles still see you as their enemy. Once an enemy, always an enemy. Your enemy has not ceased in his campaign to debase, to defame, to dishonor, to defeat, and to destroy you. Know this, you cannot overcome your unlearned and ignorant state by pretending it does not exist. I say to you, fight back. And again, I say, fight back. Fight back with the knowledge and power of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. At this time, I pose the question to you, black people, whose side are you on? I stated above, once an enemy, always an enemy. Notice in Luke 9:50 what is said. It says, he that is not against us is for us. I will give a clarification of that Luke 9:50 principle. Obviously, the principle speaks of being against, and it speaks of being with. I have told and shown black people that they have an enemy. I have clearly identified black people's enemy. I have shown black people that their enemy has given them an untrue belief. I have shown black people their error, their belief in something not true. Now the question to black people is this. In light of the enlightening information I have given to you, what will you do? What are you going to do? Will you cling to the lies your enemy has given to you? Or will you turn to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, and follow him and abide with him? Again, what are you going to do? Whose side are you on? Are you on your enemy's side, or are you on my side? The principle I stated earlier says this. There is no neutral ground. There is no fence to walk. There is no fence to straddle. You are on one side or the other. For black people, for you to do nothing with the information I have given you is to aid and abet the enemy. To say you are not on either side is to aid and abet your enemy, the papacy and Gentiles. To disregard the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, is to aid and abet your enemy, the papacy and Gentiles. Black people, if you do not turn to me, follow me, and abide with me, then you are aiding and abetting your enemy, the papacy and Gentiles, alias white people. Now, that is an illustration and clarification of the Gentiles principle, which says, he that is not against us is with us. It says, our enemy, who is not against us, is with us. So then, the Luke 9:50 principle speaks of those the papacy and Gentiles consider to be their enemies. Know this, black people. The papacy and Gentiles led you into error, and they rejoice in that ploy. I, the Lord your God, seek to lead you away from your error and into the knowledge of the truth. This is your opportunity, black people, to overcome your unlearned and ignorant state. Turn to me, the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Turn to me now. I have instructed you, black people, in the way of righteousness. Now, instruction, the way of life. Here are some legal instructions which you black people should consider and act according. The first legal instruction comes from Proverbs 4:13. That statement says, take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Now you understand that statement. I have instructed you in the way of righteousness. I have instructed you in the way of the law. You are instructed to take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go, keep her, she is your life. Proverbs 8:33. It says, hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Which is to say, if you do not hear instruction, you will not be wise. You are told not to refuse the instruction. That says, the Lord God gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. You have been told that the Lord gives you understanding in all things. I have done that. You have been told, hear the word coming from the Lord. You have also been told, hear the word concerning the Lord. The word concerning the Lord, which I have shown you from the Authorized Version Bible. And, of course, you should hear, you are instructed to hear the word that actually comes from me. And I present to you that which is in the Authorized Version Bible. I give you clarity on Bible with regard to Bible content. So, take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go, keep her. Instruction is your life. Instruction, the way of life. Are you in the way of life? Are you listening to me? Are you following me? Are you learning from me? Are you abiding with me? If you are not, then according to the Authorized Version Bible, a.k.a. King James Version, you are not in the way of life. Are you interested in my word? Are you? Or are you disinterested in that which I, the Lord God, the Lord your God, has to say? Hear instruction and be wise. Refuse it not. Hebrews 12:25 says, do not refuse God. Do not refuse his instruction. Same thing Proverbs 8:33 says. Same thing Proverbs 4:13 says. Hear. 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 And we know this is the hearing that brings about change. This is the hearing that calls for action. What the word says, be not hearers only, but doers. Doers of the word. Doers of that which God instructs you to do. God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, a real God, the one and only true and real God, according to the Authorized Version Bible. Proverbs 19:20 says, hear counsel and receive instruction. Are you taking these words into your mind and heart and soul and life? Or are they bouncing, are the words bouncing off your head? Are you wise or are you a fool? Which is it? If you are wise, the word says, you are listening, you are hearing, you are receiving. Listening, receiving instruction. coming from the Lord your God, Tommy El Hart. So those are legal, that's legal counsel that I've given you in those few statements, those few legal statements there. Let me read them again. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her. She is my life. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Do not refuse God. Do not refuse his instruction. Hear counsel and receive instruction. Listen to Proverbs 19:27. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causes you to err. Christian teaching coming from the Gentiles, by their Christian teaching, they have led black people, as I said at the beginning, into a state of unlearnedness and ignorance. They cause black people to believe in something that is not true. They cause black people to believe in the character, the fictitious character, Jesus. But I said earlier at the beginning, it's time for black people to acknowledge the fact that they were lied to by the papacy and the Gentiles. I told them to, you know, in other words, they should acknowledge the fact that black people are in a state of deception. I also said that with respect to black people, you cannot overcome your error by pretending it does not exist. You are instructed in the way of overcoming your error. When it tells you to hear the word coming from the Lord your God, Tommy El Hart, follow Tommy El Hart. Abide with the Lord your God, Tommy El Hart. All of those are instructions that cause you to what? To overcome your error. Overcome your belief in something that is not true. Proverbs 1:7 says, fools despise wisdom and instruction. Are you a fool or are you a wise person according to these statements that I'm presenting? Proverbs 1:7, fools despise wisdom and instruction. Proverbs 18:2, a fool has no delight in understanding. You do not delight in the things that I present and teach. The Bible says you're a fool. The Bible calls you a fool. Are you taking these things in? Are you doing what I say, what I teach? You know whether you are a fool or one that is black, according to these statements. In conclusion, Proverbs 9:6 says, forsake the foolish and live and go in the way of understanding. The Lord God, Tommy El Hart, gives understanding. That's Bible. That's Bible. That is an unchanging fact. The Lord, Tommy El Hart, gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Are you receiving the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding that comes from the mouth of the Lord your God, Tommy El Hart? If you hear me, if you listen to me, and you do not do that, the Bible, the Authorized Version Bible, also known as King James Version, calls you a fool. What are you? I asked the question in this discourse. What will you do? What are you doing? foolish teaching concerning Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, and he died for your sins, forsake the foolish and live. And go in the way which the Lord your God shows you. That's what the statement means. Join me next time. Thank you.